This is All of It. I'm Kushan Avidar, in for Allison Stewart. Thanks for spending part of your Tuesday with us. I'm so glad you're here. Coming up on today's show, we'll recap the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament and preview the Final Four. And we'll hear some of our recent Get Lit with All of It conversation with Xochitl Gonzalez and the special performance from poet Caridad de la Luz. That's the plan, so let's get things started with They Might Be Giants and the WNYC Public Song Project. This month, They Might Be Giants, Brooklyn's alt-rock stalwarts, will release their first new music in 3 years, and today we're really excited to share a sneak preview. And the reason we get to have the first listen to this exclusive song is because the band recorded it for the Public Song Project. That's our ongoing project where we're inviting anyone to make a cover song or musical adaptation of something in the public domain and send it into us for a chance to be on WNYC. On April 19th, They Might Be Giants will release their version of Irving Berlin's 1924 hit, Lazy, maybe most famously recorded by Marilyn Monroe in 1954. Here's a quick clip of that.
I wanna be lazy. I long to be out in the sun with no.
To debut their very different version for the 2024 Public Song Project, which, side note, listeners, there's still time to get involved, I am joined in the studio by They Might Be Giants, John Linnell and John Flansburg. Welcome to All of It.
Hello!
First off, thank you for being a part of this Public Song Project.
Oh, it was our pleasure.
What made you want to get involved? John, let's start with you.
Well, I guess somebody put out the call and we heard the word 1924. And we were already on board, and you know, it was just sort of an open invitation to find any song from 1924, if I understood correctly. If not, that's what we did. We picked out this particular Irving Berlin song, which really feels very personal to us, I think.
tell me why. Personal why?
Because we are incredibly lazy. I want to swear when I'm saying that. We are effing lazy, and so the song just spoke to us very much.
John, what was the moment when you two decided that Lazy was the song that you wanted to go with?
Well, John did the you all sent a really long list of possible songs, and I looked at it and I was like, I don't know any of these songs. And John checked it out, and
because you had stopped listening to music by 1924.
Yeah. But did you hear, were you familiar with Lazy before? Because, like, even that Marilyn Monroe thing is a mystery to me.
You know, I'm not sure if I did. I just looked at a list of 1924 songs. I guess it wasn't yours. And I saw Irving Berlin, and so I just sampled stuff, and that one just completely stuck out as the obvious one.
Right, and our version of the song kind of takes after, what was the
Brock Sisters the Brock version, Sisters. Which I think Berlin actually wrote additional lyrics for their version, because it's a much longer version than a lot of the other ones, and so we have this whole long bridge that Flansburg sings, and it was kind of unusually long song for that period, I think.
Yeah. And they also seem kind of sassy. They look like, you know, your
the Brock Sisters.
Yeah, your grandfather's favorite vocal group. the photograph of them that was like the promo for the song is kind of
sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about that approach to the style that you guys took for a second, because when we listen, and we'll listen to it in just a second, but one of the cool things about your cover is that it uses what I think is one of the most underrated instruments out there, which is the toy piano.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How did you think about approaching the style for this song?
We put toy piano on everything, pretty much. I think, yeah, it's if we can't figure out what to add, we just go straight for the toy piano.
Start for the toy piano. Yeah,
right. It's like if we're playing the toy piano, it's like, what can we add? How about some toy piano samples?
How did you? What else went into thinking about the stylistic approach once you had the toy piano all set?
Well, I guess it was then a question of, you know, how faux old timey it should sound, And we, you know, so there was sort of a question of like, well, we got acoustic, our guitar player could play acoustic, he could play electric. And we, I think we kind of thought, you know, electric is just less on the nose. And we didn't want to just be like a pastiche, old-timey sounding thing. So it's...
No
it's
a, straw voters.
It's a little more contemporary, indie musician.
The lyric of the song also has this funny inside quality to it, because he's talking about being lazy, but it's also... How do you explain it? Like he seems like he's living the life of a public intellectual.
Right, exactly.
More than a lazy person.
Yeah, it's not what people nowadays would consider lazy, because like, what he or she wants to do is sit around reading books in a bucolic environment.
Like it's a very WNYC.
Like a bon vivant, exactly.
Yeah, it's very WNYC.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that you joined it for this project. You're really speaking to the audience, I guess. That's great. You have some exciting release plans for the song too, right? Can you go into that a little bit?
We're putting out a 7-inch of it, and it's got a beautiful psychedelic Yellow Submarine meets Peter Max, which means... It's the Venn diagram that's just one circle,
throw them off the trail.
Yeah, it's actually it's a reinterpretation of the original music publishing artwork by David Coles, who's done a lot of illustration for us.
And if listeners want to see that cover art, they can go to the segment page on our website and they can check out that graphic too. David Coles, as you mentioned, was the artist behind it. You're going to be on tour. Starting next month around the Midwest. Any other plans for 2024 that you're really excited about?
Yes. Well, we're going to continue the tour overseas in Australia in the fall, and also in the UK. And I think we've got some yet more.
We have
US
we're doing
shows
some,
at
we
the
have,
end of the year.
Yeah, in December, hopefully we'll be playing big shows on the East Coast, and nothing is announced or official yet. But you know, our dream is just to, barely get out of the house. So setting
lazy.
Yes. So setting up gigs at like holiday times around, like nearby, just seems like a really natural fit.
It's got to fit the lifestyle you've grown accustomed to. Yeah. Bon vivant.
Yes.
Before we play your submission to the Public Song Project, any other things you want to add about it?
No, I think the song speaks for itself.
I'm still trying to figure out what stalwart means.
Oh, it is earned respect. Well received.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I thought it was like Dreadnought or something.
So let's get to the song. We've been talking to John Linnell and John Flansburg of They Might Be Giants, the stalwarts of Brooklyn alt rock.
Thank you.
Thanks again, you two. Really appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And here's They Might Be Giants with Lazy by Irving Berlin for the 2024 Public Song Project.
Every time I see a puppy on a summer's day, a puppy dog at play, my heart is filled with envy. That's why I'm in such a hurry to pass the time away. Like that pup, I'm all fed up, and though it's wrong to be, I long to be lazy. I want to be lazy. I long to be out in the sun with no work to be done. Be so glad when I am among the chickens with Mr. Dickens or Mr. Omar Khayyam to keep me company when I'm tired of poetry.
I'm gonna be there dozing with birds composing a pillowy, willowy melody. And when it showers, the bees and flowers will be my umbrella. Until it's over, then in the clover, I'll dream of Rockefeller. As busy as a bee, selling oil to you and me. I want to be lazy. I long to be out in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky. Stretching and yawning and let the world go drifting by. I want to peep through that deep tangle.
That was They Might Be Giants with a cover of Irving Berlin's Lazy for the 2024 Public Song Project. You can listen back to that song and more from Jonathan Colton, Arturo O'Farrell, Valerie June, and other musicians on our website, which is wnyc.org/public song project. And now is your time to get involved too for a chance to be featured alongside artists like the ones you've heard so far, plus Rhiannon Giddens, Bella Fleck, Roseanne Cash, and many, many more. It's so awesome. You can find resources on our website about how to get involved and record a song yourself with the chance to be interviewed on WNYC. We've got links to help you explore the public domain and find songs and other works to adapt. We've also got links to spaces and equipment you can use for free to actually record your songs at local public libraries. That website is wnyc.org/public song project.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.